Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Louis A. Hirsch could have been a major Broadway composer. He was on his way to the top when he died in 1924 at the age of 36. Here's an hour of what he accomplished in only a dozen years.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Hirsch wrote for reviews and book shows. His friends included Jerome Kern and George Gershwin, and like them, his music was melodic and innovative. He was influenced by both ragtime and jazz, and his inviting melodies attracted large audiences. In 1915, he wrote the entire score for the Ziegfeld Follies, so its overture consisted of songs by Lou Hirsch. Because Rick Benjamin, founder and conductor of the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, devoted a CD to Hirsch's music, this program is possible. It includes the first recording of Hirsch's overture to the Ziegfeld Follies of 1915.
Thank you.
Rick Benjamin and the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with the overture to the Ziegfeld Follies of 1915. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. After some classical training in Germany, Lou Hirsch returned home to work as a staff piano player in Tin Pan Alley and to start writing songs on his own. The year was 1906. He was 19. He wrote his first complete score in 1910, but mainly he wrote for the glamorous French star Gaby DeLee. Hirsch's first nationwide hit was the very first show tune to use blue notes in its melody. Here's the song, but not by DeLee. From 1911, this is Billy Murray with the big hit from Vera Violetta, The Gaby Glide.
Everybody's raving about the real Frenchy two-step. Everybody wants to do this smart fancy new step. It's a funny bear, Paris on a tear. Well, I do declare it is classy. Gabby brought the dance and it's got us all a-going. Since she came, no other twirl has had any showing. It's a music treat for your dancing feet. It is flashy but neat. Just a twist and a bend that you hope will not end. Oh, oh, that Gabby, Gabby glide. It's just a real Parisian fly. Prance along as though you were upon the boulevard. Dance it here and dance it there and keep on dancing hard. Start into the side, do the Paris right. Swing up near them wide. Oh, oh, that Gabby, Gabby glide. Don't lag or let your feelings hide. Do the sidestep trip and then go back the other way. Do the forward dip and see how you begin to sway. Oh, oh, that Gabby, Gabby glide. We are going crazy about this new dance bewitching. We can't stop our feet at all, they feel such an itching. You are in the air, floating here and there. Not a single care comes a stealing. Talk about your other acts, why they aren't in it. You feel all the joys of life in one single minute. For you travel so, with a lot of gold. Can you stop? I guess no. It's a big joyful dip. It's a heavenly trip. Oh, oh, that Gabby, Gabby glide. It's just a real Parisian fly. Prance along as though you were upon the boulevard. Dance it here and dance it there and keep on dancing hard. Start into the side, do the Paris ride. Swing up near them wide. Oh, oh, that Gabby, Gabby glide. Don't lag or let your feelings hide. Do the sidestep trip and then go back the other way. Do the forward dip and see how you begin to sway. Oh, oh, that Gabby, Gabby glide.
Billy Murray with Lou Hirsch's Gabby Glide. When you look back to early Broadway musical comedies, before Kern and the Gershwins and Rodgers and Hart, Lou Hirsch emerges as one of the most interesting of the early composers. Yet his early death and the few recordings make doing a show about him difficult. I can't find a recording of the fine early jazz tune, It's Getting Very Dark on Old Broadway, or of the other songs he added to Vera Violetta, the show that made Al Jolson a star. After the success of Vera Violetta, producer J.J. Schubert knew his next show would have to star Jolson with a new score by Hirsch. No Jolson recording, but this is one of the score's biggest hits. Ritchie Rollins plays My Sumerun Girl. Ritchie Rollins' My Summer Run Girl. In 1912, Schubert mounted an annual review to compete with the Ziegfeld Follies. He called it the passing show of 1912, and he hired Lew Hirsch to write the score. Among the hits were The Wedding Glide, a ragtime duet for comic lovers that ended with a kiss that brought down the house at every performance, and the lovely ballad, Was There Ever a Night Like This?, for a harem scene that included big girls in tiny costumes diving into an onstage swimming pool. This is the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra.
Here's my honey, now I mustn't lag.
Oh, hear the band up playing the wedding glide. Oh, honey, come to my side.
And when you say love obey,
stand this way,
just a little more
will go delightful swaying, my little bride.
And when the preacher man is through,
oh, honey.
like this, when all the world seemed a song of bliss. When did the moon shine bright, just like it shines tonight? When was there ever a love like mine, filled with a rapture that seems divine? When did the stars ever light up the sky, sending new hope so bright? When was there
Julian Bernadette Burkle and the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with The Wedding Glide, and Burkle and the orchestra, Was There Ever a Night Like This? After successes in London, Hirsch returned to New York to write the next Ziegfeld Follies in 1915. It was the first great Follies, thanks to an amazing cast and a Hirsch score that was called sleek, modern, and beautiful. The most important of the songs celebrated the start of transcontinental telephone service and the opening of the San Francisco World's Fair. A man and a woman stood at opposite sides of the stage, singing into telephones and backed by a huge map of the U.S., which lit up tiny light bulbs as the lovers made their coast-to-coast connection. Bernadette Burkle and Colt Julian, Hello Frisco.
Kindly hurry, kindly hurry, just for me. Please do get me San Francisco. Someone's waiting all alone. Frisco is her name, she's at the Golden Gate. Central, it's a shame for her to have to wait. Please, long distance to connect me. Get her on the telephone. Hello.
Frisco, hello.
How do you do, my dear? I only wish that you were here.
Hello, Frisco, hello.
How is the weather there? They tell me that it's very fair.
Don't keep me waiting. It's aggravating. Why can't you hurry, Central? You're so slow.
Bernadette Berkel, Colt Julian, and the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, Hello Frisco. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Hirsch wrote two more shows in 1915. Nothing remains of Molly and I, but most of Hirsch's 11 songs for My Hometown Girl survive. The heartrending title song was very sophisticated for its time, and the success of these shows made Hirsch one of the most popular composers in the country. Elise Merchant and Jesse Merlin sing My Hometown.
Way down deep, you can't eat, you can't sleep. Something's burning in your brain. You're so lonely, near insane, and you wonder what it is you can't explain. Though your life is one of luxury and ease, that you please, till there comes that lonesome day. All the world is cold and gray. You are homesick and you want to go away. Ah, that is just my case. I'm longing for one place.
Elise Merchant and Jesse Merlin, My Hometown. Lew Hirsch wrote more review songs for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1918. It was a mammoth production, 150 performers cavorting through 27 scenes and starring Will Rogers, Eddie Cantor, and W.C. Fields. The New York Times called it bountiful and beautiful, and its score produced two hits with music by Hirsch and lyrics by Gene Buck. A rhythm ballad, and a ragtime song. Colt Julian, Any Old Time at All, and Bernadette Berkel, When I Hear a Syncopated Tune.
Life is a game, don't deny it. Love is the same when we try it. Now I have played and we parted, and I'm afraid brokenhearted. I am to blame, I was flirting. This letter came and it's hurting. Oh, pal of mine, best I knew, dear. Each every line may be true, dear. Yes, all you help and cheer you. I will be waiting, dear.
summer or winter, spring or fall, yes, any old time at all. Any old time at all, I'm at your beck and call. Some of these days I feel somehow you want me near you to help and cheer you. I will be waiting, dear. My love will never change. When with all of the others you are through, don't be blue, I'll be true. In summer or winter, spring or fall, yes, any old time at all.
Colt Julian, Any Old Time at All, and Bernadette Berkel, When I Hear a Syncopated Tune. Hirsch soon moved from reviews to book shows. In 1917, his publishers announced the appearance of 6 different upcoming musical scores, all by Hirsch. One of the best of them, The Rainbow Girl, is a Cinderella show in which an Irish vaudevillian falls in love with a wealthy English nobleman. The score's effervescence is most obvious in the title song. Andrea Marcovici and Jason Gray sing My Rainbow Girl.
When the world is lonely, dark, and drear the skies, then it's you who only brighten with your eyes. You're the silver lining I sought in vain, love. You're the rainbow shining through darkest rain, love. Other things are vain and other goals are far. Only you remain as constant as a star. All the rest forsake me and soon depart. Dear, you remain to take me close to your heart, dear. When you are near, girl, you bring me good cheer, girl. The love light light shining from your eyes is like a rainbow radiant in the skies. For you're the sunlight that gleams, dear, through clouds in my dreams, dear. You set my senses in a whirl, my little rainbow girl.
Rainbow girl, you call me, and I like the name. With it you enthrall me, set my heart aflame. Let it be the token of love enduring, of our vows unbroken, of faith assuring. Rainbow girl, I'll be to you, if near or far, over land or sea, no matter where you are. Bright will love be burning, though you're away, dear. I'll be always yearning to hear you say, dear, when you are near, girl. You bring me good cheer, girl. The love light shining from your eyes is like a rainbow radiant in the skies. For you're the sunlight that gleams, dear, through clouds in my dreams, dear. You set my senses in a whirl, my little rainbow girl.
All the rest forsake me and soon depart, dear. You remain to take me close to your heart, dear. When you are near, girl, you bring me good cheer, girl. The love light shining from your eyes is like a rainbow radiant in the skies. For you're the sunlight that gleams, dear, through clouds in my dreams, dear. You set my senses in a whirl, my little rainbow girl.
Andrea Markovici and Jason Gray with Hirsch and Buck's My Rainbow Girl. Hirsch was now working with the top people on Broadway. He wrote with P.G. Wodehouse and Guy Bolton when Jerome Kern chose to stop writing for the Princess Theatre, and in 1920 he joined with producer George M. Cohan and lyricist Otto Harbach on a new project. Their show Mary opened in New York in October 1920. It told the story of a young investor in inexpensive mass-produced houses he called love nests. He's pursuing a divorcee, but his secretary secretly loves him. It'll work out. Jack and his Mary marry and settle down in one of Jack's love nests. Bernadette Berkel and Colt Julian sing the title song, followed by one of Lou Hirsch's best-known songs, The Love Nest.
Just as slender as you, she must. must be truthful all through, and just as youthful as you. But then, of course, I know there's nary another girl who has your manner and poise. Nary another girl who has your way with the boys. There's none whose style is so neat, whose loving smile is so sweet. Who ever knew such eyes of heavenly blue? So, darling Mary, I've simply got to marry you.
Nor yet the sprightly kind, the very flighty kind, who keeps some daunting fellow always guessing. And yet you never call me gloomy. My heart is big and warm and roomy, with lots of latitude and full of gratitude.
Youthful.
From Hirsch and Otto Harbach's score to Mary, Bernadette Berkel and Colt Julian sing the title song and then The Love Nest. Sometime in early 1922, Florenz Ziegfeld hired both Lew Hirsch and Victor Herbert to write half a score each and then placed them in the 1922 Follies to create the theme of Tradition Meets Today. The 1922 edition is considered the last of the great Follies. One of its songs, like Hello Frisco, took advantage of the technological innovation of the day. Colt Julian with the syncopated Listening on Some Radio. Julian with Hirsch and Herbert's Listening on Some Radio. Hirsch continued to work on Broadway, and his future seemed extremely bright. He was healthy and happily married. But a bad cold became pneumonia, and he died in May 1924 at the age of 36. Jerome Kern took his place on ASCAP's Board of Governors, and a few weeks later, his publisher signed a new composer for the show Hirsch was working on. His name was Cole Porter. With thanks to Rick Benjamin, Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.